30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, I never been to a fay-do-do in the snow.
First time for everything.
Oh, boy. Good morning, Arizona. My name's Rosie Romero. I'm here with my sweet wife, Miss Jennifer.
Good morning.
Our broadcast engineer, Gary D. And we're here in the 9 o'clock hour to take your calls. We've got lots of ground to cover. This week of weather has created some very peculiar questions and inquiries at Rosie on the House. We want to cover those. But before we do, we've got a late breaking development down at City of Tucson Police Department. Let's go.
Tucson's never seen anything like this before. We've gotten lots of calls about a white powdery substance all over. We did have our crime lab out here just a little bit ago. One of our officers here is helping out now with that. Some stuff we're taking to the lab, and as soon as we find out what this is, we will let you know. Please don't go out in it. I was touching it earlier. We don't recommend you doing this, but I can tell you, this is burning. This is burning my hand right now. So,
I thought that bit by City of Tucson Police Department was hilarious.
It is.
Where
hilarious.
Did you find that?
It was on our Twitter feed from the department itself. We follow along.
And, of course, they're talking about the snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm. And how everybody's saying, oh, this has never happened before. But, you know, that's really not true. It's just we've been in drought so long we've forgotten what it's like.
I can remember lots of good spring snowstorms.
Oh, for sure. And Nancy Solover, ASU State Climatologist, said this really is part of a regular El Nino pattern we get. We just haven't had it for a while.
Yeah.
In 1967?
Yeah, we got here in 66, moving from Denver, Colorado to Phoenix, Arizona. And then we got here July of 66. And the winter of 67, they were having to use military aircraft dropping hay bales. What's the big airplane that has the bottom that drops out of the back?
C-130s.
C-130s. They were dropping food on the Indian reservation for the people and the cattle. And I thought, wow, never expected this in Arizona.
No, I think people really, I really feel bad for the Arabian Horse Show people this week.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We're kind of miserable out there. And then in the year 2009, 2010 winter, 200 buildings in Coconina County had roofs collapsed due to the snow loads.
Yeah. I know lots of guys that got real busy about that time. So we've had storms in the past. I was a little disappointed when I saw on my City of Scottsdale feed that they closed the trails through the McDowell Mountains. But if you're a listener and you happen to sneak up to the McDowells and get some beautiful, this was a tremendous photographic
opportunity.
Oh,
huh?
Gosh.
Nothing more beautiful than snow in the desert.
I mean, there was snow on the White Tanks. There was snow on South Mountain, snow on the McDowells. I felt like I woke up in Boise.
It was awesome.
Four Peaks is loaded, too.
Oh, man. Absolutely gorgeous. If you took any great pictures, we don't ordinarily operate in the Far East Valley with the remodeling company, but we're doing a referral to a family friend way out east, like almost all the way to Gold Canyon. And this house, you walk in the front door and the picture window out the back perfectly frames the Superstition Mountains without a rooftop anywhere's in sight. It is the most unbelievable scene. I mean, if I ended up with that lot, I would never move. And one of our employees was out there yesterday, and he took a picture of the Superstitions, and we took lots of pictures on the 101 of the McDowells and stuff. And if you want to see some great images, just Google Arizona snowstorm images from all over the state. Gary, are you going to try and hike Horton Springs?
Well, a few years ago, I did in the snow. And when I started at the trailhead, it was just covering my, you know, my hiking boots. But I didn't think about the fact that the higher you go, the snowpack was probably going to be deeper. And the next thing I know, but right as I got to the Highland Trail intersection, it was up to my knees.
That's hard walking.
That's cold walking.
It's cold walking.
Yeah.
The plus side, though, it was all pure snow. It hadn't been touched by bird feet,
man,
or people. So I made a trail right off to the right and then came back down the same trail.
Oh, boy.
But, man, was it gorgeous. It was worth the effort and the burger.
And I believe I believe all major highways are now open. 40's open again, east of Flagstaff to Albuquerque. I-17 is open north of Black Canyon City into Flagstaff. As a matter of fact, if you listeners have half a brain, you'd be listening to us on a set of ear pods standing in line at the Snow Bowl waiting to get on a chairlift.
Yes, sir.
54 inches. Oh, I would kill. I would kill to be up at the Snow Bowl, but it would probably kill me.
Yes, this is a little too soon, babe. A little too soon.
Oh, man, I'm going to do a Google search at the break and see if Mount Lemmon is open, see if they got it, because Tucson did get quite a bit of snow. So if you've got a great photograph of Arizona under this most recent snowstorm, we'd love to see it. Send it to info@rosellnowhouse.com, and we just might use it next year's calendar.
Have a whole page of snow.
A whole page of snow. That's right. This storm kind of generated a lot of questions at Rosellnowhouse House, particularly the families on the north side of the valley, Carefree, Cave Creek, Tonto, Kachina, Foothills, Desert Mountain, Desert Foothills, Anthem. We got a lot of inquiries about, hey, will my flat roof stand up to this snow load?
Well, I know one house out there by Bartlett Lake, they got 15 inches.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we take into account snow when we build here? Does he need to worry?
We take in a live load and a dead load when you're engineering your roof system. And a dead load is everything that makes up the roof. What does it weigh? The rafters, the sheetrock, the plywood, the roofing material. And we build a dead load on flat roofs to be about 20 pounds per square foot. And that's roughly, depending on the moisture content of the snow, that's roughly 4 feet of snow. So below the rim, we design a dead load of 20 pounds. And if you didn't get 4 feet on your roof, you're probably just fine.
It's going to melt off today, so you should be in good shape.
Make sure you see water running out of your scuppers.
Oh, that was another lesson.
Yes, with this kind of a 48-hour rain system, it doesn't wash the roofs, the flat roofs, completely clean. It just kind of slowly takes all the leaf litter and moves it slowly towards the scuppers, creating a dam. And we actually visited a couple of our clients whose homes we take care of, and discovered that this particular storm, with the particular landscaping that they had and the leaf litter that accumulated on the roof, there were hundreds of gallons of water. We had to clear out the scuppers, and boy, let her run, man.
And you had cleaned those scuppers not even 6 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't assume that just because you did it once this year, you're taken care of. Take a look.
Yep.
If that had come down, it would have caused a lot of damage.
Oh, it would have been ugly. So your flat roofs below the rim are probably okay. We designed for a little bit heavier load north of the rim. But even there, like 8-9 years ago, we had 200 roof collapses. In 2016, we had a snowstorm that hit Munns Park and created a whole bunch of roof collapses just a couple years ago. Alpine Arizona, got like 5 feet of snow in one storm about 6 years ago. So it's not that unusual, but it sure is fun when it happens if you're not underneath the roof that collapses.
This is true.
So those are a couple tips on snow loads. We're going to talk in the next segment. We got a lot of questions on snow loads, and we got a lot of questions on fireplaces. And so we're going to take y'all through and navigate you through the do's and the don'ts of wood-burning fireplaces, gas logs, and then the fake log scenario fireplaces in the next segment.
But we're here for you, too, if you have questions about that aren't, don't involve fireplaces or roofs.
That's
call
right.
Us at 888-767-4348, and Rosie's here to answer your questions this hour.
You know, Jennifer, one place I'd like to get trapped in a snowstorm, El Tovar.
Yes. Can you imagine the view?
Next time we see a major snowstorm coming to Arizona, I'm going to go camp out at El Tovar and just assume there'll be rooms available because people won't go.
Tuesday is the official 100th anniversary of the Grand Canyon National Park.
I didn't know it was Tuesday, but I knew we were right there.
Mm-hmm.
100 years. Wow. Thank you, Teddy Roosevelt. Jennifer and I just watched a documentary of his adventure through...
Was it the Amazon? I missed the beginning.
It was the Amazon River. It was a river he actually called, they named it Rio Roosevelt. And it almost killed him. It was after he was president, he and his son Kermit. It was a Channel 8 documentary. It was really good. Well, when we get back, we're going to talk about fireplaces, and we're going to talk about these tariffs and what they're doing to the construction remodeling industry right here in your hometown.